Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And I hope you'll enjoy this one. We're going to talk about the consequences of the whole trans agenda and some of the tragedies that can result as a result of people being caught up in that. So we're going to chat about that. If you enjoy it, remember, let me know at the end, hit the like button. And if you want to support the platform, please consider buying me a coffee. There's a link below. Or similarly, dropping something in the donor box, a link below as well. Okay, let's get to the story concerning, get this, the anguish of a young man who had his sex organs removed on the NHS, then regretted it on the same day, and who is now suing the NHS over gender reassignment surgery. I shouldn't laugh, but you know, you'd have to have a heart of stone not to laugh. It's tragic and hilarious in similar measure. The unnamed man had said doctors did not warn him about the drastic outcome of gender reassignment surgery, which has left him infertile and incontinent. So that's pretty tragic. There's nothing funny about that. That's awful. Campaigners say it's the first medical negligence case over an NHS transgender care. That's right, the NHS has a whole separate NHS transgender activities. He claims he was asked about surgery, but delayed as he had doubts. But he went ahead over fears care he had been receiving for his gender problems would stop. On Twitter, the man said he had been effectively castrated by the surgery. So, you know, he says, the minute I woke up, I knew I'd made the biggest mistake of my life. Well, I would think so. Yeah, absolutely. Having your bits chopped off is pretty awful, I would have thought. But the thing is, he said he wanted it. Or he agreed that he wanted it. Now, Stephanie Davis-Ari, founder of Transgender Trend, a group advising parents on transgender children and young adults, said, it is hoped this will force a rethink by the NHS about this kind of barbaric surgery on patients who are told by medics it will help them. He is a very real case for compensation against the health service. We believe he has suffered harm. And there's a bunch of lawyers in Liverpool, where else, who are taking up the case. And basically, it's going to be on whether the NHS and its gender clinics adequately counseled him before the operation 5 years ago. So the man in his 30s this is insane stuff. He'd detransitioned from being a woman to live as a man again. The man says he's gay and his sexuality should have been discussed before the radical, irreversible gender surgery. God, I mean, when you think about it, not good, eh? He says, I've been castrated. That is the correct term. Cannot believe the NHS, were allowed to do this. I was not even asked if I wanted to freeze my sperm or have kids in the future. This is what the situation is. It shows you the mindset of these people. He says he grew up in the northeast of England, which is, you know, a pretty tough area. He says, I knew deep down from a young age I was gay and was deeply terrified against it. Everyone in the family joked and expressed disgust and disapproval of gay people. He says he withdrew into an online world where he found peace. Yeah, but see, I disagree with that. Withdrawing into the online world is just, it's you have to deal with reality, and you don't get reality necessarily, and exclusively in an online world. At 23, he says he found discussions about gender dysphoria online, and he said about the fear of living in the wrong sexual body. And he said, that's me. He found an internet forum called Angels, which was directed at trans women, men who want to be women. And they urged him to transition now before it was too late. Yeah. Top tip. Close it down. Close it down. He took female hormone drugs privately and then got later prescribed by his GP and an adult NHS gender clinic to suppress his male characteristics and look feminine. See, this is the stuff that's going on in the NHS. I mean, leaving this guy's problems to one side. The problem, this would, none of this is an issue if essentially the NHS just closed down all these stupid gender clinics. Gender reassignment is nothing to do with the NHS. If people want to privately pay to have bits added on or taken off or whatever, that's their business, not mine. But I don't think it should be done in the NHS. And now he says that, you know, obviously, he got the surgery. He essentially has been castrated. And he's woken up and he's not happy about it. He's no sensation in his crutch. Well, no, I guess you wouldn't if you've, you know, yeah, I mean, I don't want to go into this sort of the awful sort of details. I'm not going to do that. I'm reading them here, but I don't. But just essentially, he has had everything taken away. And you've got to ask yourself the question, you know, who in the NHS, which doctors are doing this kind of surgery? Why are they doing this kind of surgery? At a time when people need surgery for more traditional things, why is the NHS pushing this kind of surgery? But like either which way, what has ended up now, what we ended up with here is this poor man who's, you know, who has clearly made foolish decisions. I mean, I don't think he can absolve himself from his own responsibilities. I don't think he can do that. But that said, he's in a terrible position. And essentially, you know, his manhood has been just taken away. And I'm sure psychologically that's devastating, but for anyone. But then, you know, some of these people, I think, may have deep psychological issues themselves. So the best way forward for them, I would have thought, was counselling, so they can talk through their issues and come to realise that, you know, we all are what we are, and we shouldn't be trying to change that, not least surgically in this way. But again, it's the trans narrative. Remember, it's the trans narrative. The NHS is fully on board with the trans narrative. And so because of that, you've got a situation in this one, like this one, where he wanted to no longer have male bits. And that's what he's ended up with. And now he's miserable as hell. And the thing is, I'm not sure if these things can't be reversed, really. So I don't know where that puts him. It's a sad story, in truth. It's not a funny story. It's a sad story. But you got to ask questions about a National Health Service that goes down this route of hacking away at people's private parts in the interest of, facilitating this notion that I can be whatever gender I want. I don't think that's possible. Thanks so much for listening.